Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Travis Kelce, yeah, his head's in the game. In the waning moments, back-to-back plays. Mahomes puts it right on the money, and Travis Kelce can't catch. But hey, everybody, don't worry, because on New Heights this week, tune in as Travis Kelce talks to Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, for a wide-ranging conversation. Can't wait. I'm not trying to hate on Tulane and James Madison. Actually, I am a little bit. I have no interest in watching them in the college football playoff. Like, it's actually ridiculous. Something's got to be done here. No one needs to see James Madison as a 21-point dog and Tulane as a 16.5-point dog at Ole Miss and at Oregon, respectively. No one needs to see it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, full breakdown of Monday Night Football as the Chargers beat the Eagles 22-19 in overtime. Wait, what's that? Jalen Hurts just threw in another interception? What's that you're saying? He fumbled the ball on the same play he threw an interception? Oh my God. What a meltdown by Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Will the Cowboys chase the Eagles down to win the NFC East? Did the Chargers all but lock up a playoff berth last night in the AFC? And in doing so, knock out my Kansas City Chiefs. We will discuss coming up later this hour. We will also get into college basketball ahead of an amazing night tonight in college hoops. We got some really tremendous games headlined by Florida and UConn at Madison Square Garden in the Jimmy V Classic. We're going to tell you, of course, at the end of the show, how we're betting the games coming up tonight. But I'm going to tell everybody that we've got, in all seriousness, like 12 teams that could potentially win the national championship this year. This year feels absolutely wide open in college hoops. I'm going to tell you about a team that you might not be thinking about right now as a national championship contender, and you should. And I'm going to tell you the team that I like right now to cut down the nets on that first Monday in April. How about this? I wasn't expecting to say this on the show today. We've got breaking news in Major League Baseball. The Los Angeles Dodgers signing closer Edwin Diaz, $69 million. Nice. Should we just cancel this upcoming Major League season? Like, is there a point of playing it? Are the Dodgers like just gonna win again and go back to back to back? We will get into that. We will talk about the Tigers and Tarik Skubal, and he may be on the move, and why New York Mets fans are and should be livid about the team's inactivity as it concerns Edwin Diaz. And no, I don't care that they made him an offer. That is pathetic by the Mets to lose Edwin Diaz. Two tremendous guests will join us on the show today. Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Mark Schlereth. Among the questions that we will ask Stink, who do you think is going to win the AFC? Mark Schlereth joins us next hour on the show. And how about this? Rejoining You Better You Bet ahead of the NBA Cup. Oh, yeah. Quarterfinals tonight. Quarterfinals tomorrow in the NBA Cup. Our friend Matt Moore, Action Network, Locked On NBA, Buckets Podcast will join us to talk about the Heat and the Magic and the Knicks and the Raptors tonight. And we'll spin it forward to tomorrow's games in the Western Conference, how we're betting the NBA Cup, awards with Matt Moore, all sorts of NBA betting talk and NBA conversation with Matt Moore coming up next hour on the show. And in the final hour, in the power hour, Femi and I will give you our early bets and thoughts on week 15 in the National Football League. I've got a pretty strong take on the Panthers and the Saints that I can't wait to share with everybody. Maybe the game that's a little off the radar, but I got a strong thought on that game. We'll talk about a bunch of the big games this weekend in the NFL, the games that we like, the games that we've already bet. And of course, to close the show, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. NBA Cup, Knicks and Raptors, Heat Magic, 6 o'clock Eastern tip-off. We'll give you that obviously before the game tips, but we'll get to the Knicks and the Raptors and all the big games tonight in college hoops. I got a couple bets, including one in the Michigan-Villanova game. Rematch of the national championship game from back in 2018. And I think we may have a different result tonight than we had in that game. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. And look, this is one of those shows, right, where you think when you wake up in the morning and you step outside and you take a deep breath and you get real high. We were talking before the show about that mashup on social media of that and Nicki Minaj's Bees in the Trap. And I just worked myself into that. You wake up in the morning and you step outside or you get yourself a gun. One of the two. That's how it goes. It's what I've always said that throughout my entire life. And you think you've got the lead of the show planned out. You think you've got it. And then something happens that turns it upside down on its head. And I think that generally we as a show have gotten some pretty good luck in terms of news breaking while we're on the air and not after we go off the air. When was it last night, guys, collectively, that Philip Rivers, the news broke that Philip Rivers was going to talk to? It was like right after we went off the air, like 5 minutes after we went off the air, that news broke that Philip Rivers was going to meet with the Indianapolis Colts and work out with the quarterback needy Indianapolis Colts. And we didn't know if he was going to sign with Indianapolis, but we knew the workout was happening. Literally, Mike Brown says like 7:04 p.m. Eastern. So this is like, we're off the air for a couple minutes and this news comes down. And my first thought is, damn it. I wish we had been on the air so we get the chance to talk about it. Because who knows what's going to happen? Guy's 44 years old. Is he actually going to sign with the Colts? We got that answer today. As we officially begin Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet, as a river runs through Indianapolis with about 36 children, 44-year-old, semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, hasn't played a game since January 2021. For those of you that remember that game, a Frank Reich disaster class, as the Colts didn't win or cover on the road in Buffalo in that wild card round. Grandfather, Philip Rivers, signed to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. I feel like if Riley Leonard is not good enough to start, is not healthy enough to start, I think Rivers is going to play on Sunday for Indianapolis on the road in Seattle. Throw him to the Lions. And the first thing that we have to start with, obviously, is how insane it is, just like on a human level here. Like, I'm being dead serious. I'm 42.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have an 18-month-old. She's my daughter. Not granddaughter. Daughter. Not 18 years old. 18 months old. You're 44 and a grandfather? I mean, what is that? How has he been able to navigate through this? Just like, obviously, like, it's physically possible that this could occur, of course. Just like, oh my God, like, we all know that Rivers has a million kids. I mean, I don't know, Rivers and his wife, I mean, God bless them. I want whatever they're having. I think a lot of people want that. God bless them. I mean, geez, how old is his kid that has a kid? I mean, this is like, this family's unbelievable. Just going at everything in sight. I mean, who needs Viagra? Who needs Cialis? Give us the water in the Rivers household. Jeez. Good for them, man. Good for the Rivers family. Grandfather Philip Rivers signed to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. To a quarterback room that currently includes torn Achilles Daniel Jones, orbital fracture, and bad at football, Anthony Richardson, and PCL sprain, Riley Leonard. And like Brett Rippon's there also. And I was talking to Bill Zimmerman earlier, our executive producer, and Bill said to me, is Philip Rivers at 44 better than Brett Rippon? And my response was, the NFL team is telling you he is. You have the answer to that question. Like, the team that employs Brett Rippon has chosen the 44-year-old semifinalist for the Hall of Fame over Brett Rippon. So there's the answer to the question. Yes, Philip Rivers at 44 is probably better than Brett Rippon. And it's crazy. It's like a Disney movie, except it's real. It's not like Phil Rivers is some a-hole or some quarterback that, like, people don't like, or, you know, let's say Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to retire, and in 5 years, he comes out of retirement. A lot of people don't like Aaron Rodgers, right? And whether you like him or dislike him, we can acknowledge that some people don't like him. Who doesn't like Philip Rivers? Everyone loves Philip Rivers. Universally, he's respected. He's loved. People enjoyed his playing career. I don't know that he's a Hall of Famer. I'll tell you what, if he goes into the Hall of Fame, he better go in after Eli Manning. I'll say that. But man, this is a real life Disney movie. I guess in order to be a Disney movie, you have to have the happy ending. And I don't know if that's going to happen. And we'll talk about what happens if you have to play this week against the Seattle Seahawks. But man, if and when, and I think we can probably say when, whether it's this week or in the weeks to come, when Philip Rivers starts a game for the Colts, he will become the fifth quarterback in the history of the National Football League to start a game at 44 years or older. Those four quarterbacks: Tom Brady, Warren Moon, both Hall of Famers, Vinny Testaverde, who is like in the Hall of Very Good, or like the Hall of Pretty Good, at least, like a good NFL quarterback, and Steve DeBerg, And in case anyone younger in the audience doesn't know who Steve DeBerg is, he played for a million years, played for a bunch of teams. I would describe Steve DeBerg as like a pretty good quarterback, like not as good as Vinny Testaverde. Like Vinny started a conference championship game for the Jets. Not as good as Vinny, but a good quarterback. Like there are no scrubs. None of those guys are scrubs. QTLC. We don't want them. They can't get no love from me. So no scrub has ever started at 44. So Phil Rivers is obviously no scrub, if indeed he's going to start. And I think he will start a game here for the Indianapolis Colts. And he knows the Shane Steichen offense intimately, right? Steichen was his quarterback coach with the Chargers for a number of years. And he was obviously quarterback of the Colts and knows the organization. And you know that Callie Gordon Irsay, the late Jim Irsay's daughter, signs off on all of these things, that obviously she feels some way about Phillip Rivers as a quarterback, that she co-signed this, bringing him in to be the quarterback of the team potentially moving forward here. Now, I've seen some people on social media, and there's a lot to get to. We'll bring this into the next segment. I'll bring Femi on. Him and I will bandy this about before we get to Eagles and what we will do in full Eagles and Chargers on Monday Night Football. I've seen some people say in tweet and Blue Sky and Thread, whatever, why would the Colts do this? How desperate can you be to bring in a quarterback who's on the cusp of the Hall of Fame? That's how long he's been retired. Can we like pull our heads out of our collective derrieres here for a second and consider this? On the surface, is this crazy? Yes. But you have to consider the situation. Not all situations are created equal, right? If Dylan Gabriel had a concussion and Shedeur Sanders got hurt and was out for the season and Deshaun Watson's not ready to play, do you think the Browns would call Phillip Rivers to start games? Like, no. They'd start Bailey Zappe because they don't have anything to play for. And they, to quote Willa Ford, they want to be bad. Just look at the two-point conversion at the end of the game this past week against the Tennessee Titans. The Indianapolis Colts not only don't want to be bad, they gain nothing from being bad. The Jets have their next two first-round picks. Right, wrong, or indifferent, whatever you feel about the trade, and I hated it in the moment, and I said as much. I hated the Sauce Gardner trade. Loved it for the Jets, hated it for the Colts. The Colts push their chips into the middle of the table, right? Is that not what happened? They need to win, and they need to win now. And the season's slipping away. All these losses, 8-5, currently projected out of the playoffs in every betting market. Indy, a dog to make the playoffs. You can't roll injured Riley Leonard. You can't roll Brett Rypien out there. You can't do it. And candidly, I don't think the Colts want to play Anthony Richardson even if he's healthy. So you had to do something here. And from that lens and through that viewpoint, you can understand a little bit the roll of the dice here with Phillip Rivers. And I'll be candid with everybody. I think this is a worthy roll of the dice for the Indianapolis Colts. On the other side, Femi will join me and we'll talk about if Indy can cover this weekend at the Seahawks. You bet on a Tuesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.